The Romantic Era. Though exact dates for the Romantic period are less distinguishable from those of the Baroque and Classical periods, the time frame for this period is often associated simply with the 19th century. From approximately 1830 to 1900, the century begins with the births of Mendelssohn, Schumann, and Chopin, who were producing music by the 1830s, and ends with the advent and dissolve of Wagner and Brahms, who were born within just a few years of Chopin and Schumann. Few of the early Romantics were appreciated during their lifetimes, but an early Romantic was not determined simply by the date of her or his birth. Political and social changes had occurred at the end of the last century and the beginning of the Romantic century is clarified if one understands the revolutions. The individual had come to be important, and music began to give this expression. What better instrument than the piano could give expression to these ideas, for it had also just come into its own? It was an instrument played by the individual with all of the expressiveness one instrument could realize. The personal feeling of the composer and performer could be given voice through this instrument. Dynamics, colors, harmonies, touch, and timbre were all at the disposal of the performer and the composer. Romanticism was the fruition of the instrument and the socio-political mindset of the early and mid-18th centuries. Music became more expressive and less formalized. Modulations between major and minor keys could occur often in any single composition. Dynamics, harmonics, and playing took on new emotive qualities that were latent in the older works. Suspended chords, lush basses, and rich, full sonorities that filled the mind with images and sensations characterized much of Romantic music. Toward the end of the Romantic era, people were beginning to question whether it could go any farther, which indeed it did. But there was nevertheless a return to the classical, with some of these new characteristics still intact. Wagner was unto himself in certain aspects of his music, but Brahms epitomized the Romantic ideal and the return to classicism. His harmonies were rich but restrained, and quite familiar to those who were still offended by those new and brash composers such as Chopin, Schumann, and Liszt. Quantities of music were written, and in some cases they explored the piano to its fullest capacity, Chopin's etudes and preludes. Schumann and Chopin both wrote almost entirely for the piano, something which had not been done before and is not likely to happen often in the future. The Romantic period is not just known for its expressive individuality, but also as the century of the piano. With the neoclassicists and the truly romantic musicians, anyone who is familiar with classical music has probably come to it by way of the Romantics. Many adaptations of these works have been transcribed and transformed. Some hear Mendelssohn's Reformation Symphony and find their way toward the Baroque. Others hear Rachmaninoff and are taken deeper into the complexities of Romanticism, or towards the unusually harmonic inventions of the 20th century. Composers who highlighted the Romantic era included Beethoven, Chopin, Schumann, and Liszt, Schubert, Mendelssohn, Wagner, Brahms, Grieg, Mussorgsky, Sibelius, and Smetana.